Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. How you can watch Packer games is under federal scrutiny. The House Judiciary Committee held a hearing yesterday about whether the NFL's current broadcasting policy is stretching a decades-old law too far now that streaming services are part of the picture. The Sports Broadcasting Act of 1961 grants the NFL limited antitrust immunity, meaning the league can collectively negotiate national television broadcast rights and share the revenue equally among all 32 teams. Some lawmakers suggest the NFL may be misusing its immunity, pointing to the shift to multiple streaming services and the high price for the NFL Sunday ticket. Green Bay Packer officials warn that eliminating the federal law could threaten the entire Packer franchise. Green Bay is by far the smallest market in the NFL and the only publicly owned franchise in American professional sports. Team officials say dismantling this federal protection would force them to compete individually against massive markets like New York and Los Angeles for broadcast rights. Yesterday's storms canceled numerous summer events around Northeast Wisconsin, including Green Bay's Farmers Market on Broadway, Menasha's City Carnival, and the summer kickoff concert in Nina. With more storms expected for tonight, some organizations are already calling things off. The WIR Thursday races at the Fox River Racing Club are canceled, and the Menasha High School Alumni Banquet has been rescheduled for tomorrow, June 12th. Make sure to check ahead before you go if you're heading out to a scheduled event tonight. Severe storms ripped through Northeast Wisconsin yesterday, leaving thousands without power and causing widespread damage. At one point, state energy data showed 80,000 people without power across Wisconsin. Winnebago County was one of the hardest hit in Northeast Wisconsin, with WPS reporting more than 3,000 people without power there. Valley residents faced 80-mile-per-hour winds, according to a severe thunderstorm warning, which advised them to take shelter away from windows. The storm arrived earlier than expected and raced through our area, moving at speeds of 55 to 60 miles per hour, leaving a path of downed trees and littered branches in its wake. And we're not out of the woods yet. The National Weather Service says another round of strong to severe thunderstorms with heavy rain is expected this afternoon into the evening. Localized flooding is possible. Riverview firefighters say a bolt of lightning started an Oconto County house on fire early yesterday morning. Authorities say lightning hit the roof of a home in the mountain area, causing extensive damage before firefighters could put it fully out. No one was injured in the fire. The oldest Flag Day parade in the nation will take a new route through downtown Appleton this Saturday. The Appleton Flag Day Parade will celebrate its 75th anniversary along a shorter route than the traditional 2-mile trek. Organizers say this year's parade will follow the same route as the Appleton Christmas Parade down College Avenue. Parade officials say they'll keep this route moving forward. They say the former 2-mile route got to be too much for some participants on a hot June day, and keeping everyone safe along such an extended route became more than available resources could manage. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Severe storms swept across much of Wisconsin Wednesday, hitting areas like Madison, Milwaukee, Beaver Dam, and Appleton with strong winds, hail, and power outages. At one point, nearly 100,000 customers were without electricity, especially in counties like Dane, Jefferson, Waukesha, and Marathon. Winds over 60 miles per hour knocked down trees and power lines, causing damage in places like Fond du Lac and Oshkosh. There were also reports of large hail and a few isolated tornado threats. Crews are still working to restore power, with more storms possible later today. Voter participation in Wisconsin remains among the highest in the country, even as turnout edges down. A new national report ranks the state 8th overall, with more than 72% of voting-age residents casting ballots in 2024. That's a small drop from the last presidential election, continuing a slight downward trend. Researchers also note Wisconsin ranks low in trust in the federal government, but leads the nation in trust between people. Wisconsin is working to make it easier for people to visit state parks by combining admission passes with vehicle registration. State leaders say the partnership could simplify how residents pay for park access and plan trips. The effort is being led by WISDOT, the DNR, and Travel Wisconsin. They'll outline the details at a news conference this morning at Lake Gaganza State Park. And a strong spring turkey hunt in Wisconsin brought in nearly 48,000 birds. The DNR data puts this year's total well above recent averages. Experts say favorable weather has helped birds survive and reproduce. The season wrapped up May 26th, and officials say interest remains high, with more than 235,000 permits issued. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The crew heads for home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers return to Milwaukee to begin a three-game series tomorrow night against the Philadelphia Phillies. The Brewers lost last night to the A's in Vegas, 4-3, despite a good showing by right-hander Brandon Sproat, who gave up only four hits and one run through six innings.
That's good, you know, six innings, one run. Yeah, it's great. You know, those are the results. But really, you know, what I'm more proud of is just staying with the process and just keep, you know, just stacking good days, you know, stacking good work.
Manager Pat Murphy on Sproat's performance.
You know, he attacked and he was ahead in the count most of the time, and very pleased with him to go as long as he did. That's pretty good. Deserved to win.
NFL Tucker Kraft telling reporters at minicamp he thinks he could be ready by week one against the Vikings. NBA, the Knicks were down 29 points and still came back to win 107-106 over the Spurs to take game four. It's the greatest comeback in finals history. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny at first, then increasing clouds. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely later in the day. Some storms could be severe. Highs in the low to mid 80s. Showers and thunderstorms in the evening hours tonight, then gradual clearing with lows in the mid to upper 50s.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.